Clay Aiken is gay.
And that's okay.
The redheaded pop singer, best known from the TV singing competition American Idol, comes out of the closet as a gay man on the cover of People magazine, posing with his newborn son.
Aiken says that he cannot raise a child to lie or hide things.
Still, many of the conservative straight women who make up a significant portion of his fan base are eerily silent about the news. Will coming out of the closet cost Clay Aiken his music career?
We've got two men to weigh in on the news. Gay hip-hop rapper Johnny Dangerous, talking about the cost of being open, embracing controversy, and why dirty is the new black.
Plus, we've got Clay Aiken's ex, military man John Paulus, who exploded into the national scene 2 years ago when he came forward with his tell-all story and DNA evidence.
Does John feel vindicated? Is he still speaking to Clay?
A hateful bumper sticker causes controversy in Australia.
Steven Spielberg matches Brad Pitt's contributions to protect gay marriage in California.
And CNN walks out on Sarah Palin because the fundamentalist vice presidential candidate won't allow herself to be interviewed. I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fools.
Quarter turns for everyone.
Feast of Fools is made possible by fabulous, fantastic people just like you.
We really can't do this show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffools.net, and make a donation, buy a t-shirt, get a mug.
Your financial contributions, your thoughts and ideas make the show possible.
Thank you.
Subscribe to the podcast on the iTunes Music Store and never miss a delicious show.
Just type in Feast of Fools in the search bar and press subscribe. Johnny, how long is your tongue?
It's, I don't know, like 8 feet.
It's not 8 feet.
It's like 8 feet.
So you have a size thing like most gay men or heterosexual rock stars do, which they want to make their tongue as big as their penis.
It's just facts. I don't know. It's not, you know, the first thing when people see when they see the tongue, it's crazy.
Well, it's like for Gene Simmons. Large.
Yeah, it's like I'm, you know,
has it always been big?
Yes, it's always been big.
Really?
It's all real. Yeah.
So we have here the Gene Simmons of queer rap music. Well, how did you describe the music? The genre here, it says it's rap. The iTunes says it's hip-hop/rap. More rap or are you more hip-hop?
I would call it hip-hop.
Not rap.
That is so gimmicky. Nobody says hip-pop.
I do.
Did you say Johnny hip-hop Dangerous or hip-hop?
Hip-pop. I'm a first X-rated hip-hop star.
Because you are
star.
Pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Why is your stuff so dirty?
Yeah, you filthy pig.
Is Dirty the New Black?
Dirty is so the new black. Because if I didn't do it, who else would? That's what I'm
saying. That's a song from your album.
You said something about like busting a nut in somebody's behind, and then you... I don't even know what you did after that. But I was just like,
I don't think that's
a word
very
for that
safe.
It's called felching.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say you're not into felching.
I'm not into felching.
I'm not
felching.
Saying I was the one doing the felching.
Explain to the listeners what felching is in the first place.
Well, it's busting a nut in somebody's behind and then sucking it out.
Yeah. And what is busting a nut? Like, are you talking about pecans or cashews?
Having bareback sex and then ejaculating.
Condomless sex.
Condomless sex.
You're using a lot of jargon here, Johnny.
Oh, my God. That's... I'm street. What do I do? What do I say? I don't. What is the proper way to say that? Bareback is street.
You gotta be like talking like this, man. See, I got something to get. When
Fausto,
I feel like
I think
a
we've
nice
discovered
booty.
Something what? About Johnny, though.
What is it?
He's not black. Are you?
You're not supposed to ask him that.
Oh, I'm not.
No, he's like Mariah Carey.
Well,
he's
I was like he
transracial.
Cause, okay, because I was looking at the pictures and I'm just kind of like, all right, well,
he's
nice
a brother,
biracial, whatever. And then you walk in, I'm just like, wait a second.
It's like he's like the Obama. He's the Obama.
Give me my Black Pride Award.
Hip hop music.
Your Windy City Esteem Award.
Give me my Windy City Black Esteem Pride Award back. Seriously. So Clay Aiken came out of the closet today. With his baby
it?
On the cover. Well, the
Gaykin with his gaby.
Gaykin.
He's like, on we're both gay.
He's on the cover of next week's People magazine.
I think it drops tomorrow, isn't it?
It dropping. Well, next week meaning this, you know, future.
Okay.
The up-and-coming People magazine saying, I cannot raise a child to lie or hide things. He had a kid with his longtime producer and best friend, James Foster, who's a woman, by the way, with a man's name. And interesting enough, Perez Hilton, the website that the online news gossip site, broke the story.
Mm-hmm. Curtis, how'd they get the cover?
I guess they paid for it.
Or was People leaked it to
people
them?
gave it to Perez Hilton, I guess, and Perez Hilton paid for that. Okay. So, I guess People magazine paid Clay Aiken. So indirectly, Clay Aiken, I guess Perez paid Clay
For sex. I don't know if that's
what it was. That is the nastiest visual I think I could ever imagine.
Do you think he paid for it, or do you think people just gave
him the press
to blow it up? Because that's like an advertisement.
It's an advertisement
for people.
Well, why not just send it to all the blogs? You know, because every blog is sort of like copying it and using it. And
because they know that's how the blogosphere works. One person breaks it, and everybody else picks it up and.
But what I'm saying is that it doesn't. There's no value into giving exclusivity to mm-hmm. one site over the other unless there's money being exchanged.
Okay.
And so I would argue that Perez paid for that.
I don't think Perez could afford it.
Well, he paid maybe he paid $200 or something. You know, it's such a way to where. But interesting
Perez,
enough,
let us know how it went down.
Yeah, how did it go down?
And send me an email.
But I thought it's sort of interesting because I went to all the sort of like the Christian Clay Aiken blogs and fan sites, right. And they're all eerily silent.
It's like crickets. Can you play some crickets for the fine listeners? Tumbleweeds are blowing through. There's a couple of people like, I'm glad Clay came out.
Clay Aiken is his name.
Feature it to yourself, and then but only three. But other threads have thousands and thousands of things.
So
they're just shocked. Or the other thing is though too, these people, a lot of his claymates and stuff, aren't too internet savvy. I don't think so. They might
listen.
Not
the
be
people
on.
Who are running blogs, at least they know how to turn on a computer and type on it and go online and do stuff.
Because
claymates or Claykins.
There's a lot of puns here.
I'm sure they Google it every day just to see what happens.
Do you think?
They
might.
Jars of Clay Aiken.
They have a Google alert. Do you have a Google alert set for yourself?
No.
You don't? You got to get one.
No. Really?
Oh, yeah. Every day you get an email saying these are the people that were talking shit about you.
I should be blowing up. Yeah.
And you can find out which blogs are linking back to you. Mm-hmm. Johnny Dangerous, mm-hmm. you're openly gay. You blur the line between good and bad. Mm-hmm. You're a 2-time Out Music Award nominee. A lot of your music is based on your gay experience mm-hmm. and your sexuality. I mean, you're it wouldn't surprise me if you did a song called Quarter Turns. What's your thoughts on Clay Aiken coming out of the closet?
I think it's good. It's something that is every gay man, obviously. It's been known. You can look at somebody and you can tell in their mannerisms and whatnot. But I think that celebrities do have somewhat of a responsibility. And I think that when they do come out in numbers, it's good. And I think that it's good that he finally acknowledged who he is. And he doesn't have to, fling the rumors or put on this whole fake air about what's going on or this,
Was it ever a question for you to stay in the closet?
No.
Because you were we were probably out as a teenager?
No, actually, no. I came out when I was 19, 20.
Were you already performing or?
No.
So you came out and then you said, I'm going to start performing.
Yeah.
So there was no going back into the closet.
Yeah. I wanted to do something that I thought had never been done.
So you never considered being on the down low for a while?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Mark,
I did that all my life, 20 years of that. So I was just, yeah.
No. You're like, I'm out and I'm proud.
So, Johnny, responsibility, what mm-hmm. does that mean?
Well, for the gay community, I just think it's important because there's so many things in Hollywood. I think that, the whole line of sexuality is often,
you're struggling I just with believe, the words to put here.
I know. I'm trying to say that there's strength in numbers.
Maybe if I give you a little beat. Give me a little beat. Give me a little, like a rap it out.
Oh my God.
Rap it out.
Clay is gay, and that's okay. I suck his dick any time of the day.
Oh my God.
Something like that.
No, but I think it's a good thing. I think it's definitely a good thing. Power
because
numbers.
You're in the same situation. Is it? Do you think it'll hurt his music career?
Possibly, it could.
It's hurt. Do you think you've paid a price by being openly gay?
Definitely.
So he's obviously then paying a price as well.
True, but he has a huge fan base. He can afford to lose a couple. What's going to happen with that?
I wouldn't want to be at an all-you-can-eat buffet. in the South right now. That's all I want to say.
Why? What does that mean?
There's going to be a stampede of depressed straight women going, take me to Shoney's, honey. Take me to Shoney's.
There's going to be like mass suicides of girls that were like in love with him and be like, I can't believe he's
dead. Sarah, are these women honestly that naive though? I mean,
yes.
Are there people who are that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
When you build your house of cards on Clay Aiken's heterosexuality and that comes tumbling down, you know today, Sarah Palin is sweating.
Why is that?
Because that's her base. You know, women who would vote for Sarah Palin would also be like sort of fundamentalist claymates. Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder, I hope that, my hope is that a lot of these women that are fans of his that maybe are out in California and will go out and vote no against Proposition 8. Because they're like, I want my Clay to be married and happy someday.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
You don't think?
No.
I think that'll translate into him opening up the eyes of some people and facing homosexuality. I think it certainly happened with a lot of Star Trek fans.
But were most of
who were fans of like Star Trek and Sulu and seeing George Takei, and when he came out, I think a lot of them were like, yeah, it's okay. You know, my hero Sulu's gay, so I can accept that.
Sulu is I'm gay.
But do you think the base of Clay Aiken's fans are more so on the lines of having this like crush on him, like sexually like that, or do you think they just really appreciate his voice?
I think they have a crush on him. I think they appreciate his voice. I think they admire him for being a fine Christian young man. I think they feel sorry for him for being a redhead. I think that
but that's not natural.
Red that's head, not red neck.
So I'm just kidding about the redheads. You know how I love my redheads.
Do you think that being gay is not as big of an issue? Certainly being a lesbian is not as big of an issue as it was 5 years ago.
Right.
With Lindsay Lohan sort of being very, very in a transparent glass closet where everybody knows that she's banging this chick. Ellen's gotten married. And Queen Latifah's out of the closet. And a lot of
she's not out of the closet.
Why do you keep saying she's out of the closet? She's
Queen
not out.
Latifah publicly came out of the closet.
Pull up that on the internet because I'm still.
Girl, okay. Do you want to stop? We gotta keep going. We can debate that.
Okay.
Do you think Ricky Martin might be coming next? I think that he would be a likely candidate.
Because he has babies, right?
Yeah.
I think his
baby. And he needs fanfare too because he's lost a lot of something. So, you know, controversy sparks too. So it's like if, you know, you follow the ball and all of a sudden you can ignite
Is there an obstacle? Do you feel there's an obstacle? Because you were telling me earlier before we started taping that you feel that you sometimes feel like an outsider between straight rap music, hip hop music, and gay hip hop music. That you don't fit into either of these.
I don't fit in anywhere because nobody gets it or nobody understands it, and everybody in every subtext has a problem with it somehow because of the content.
So why don't you change what your music is? Why don't you like, you know, I love Jesus Christ and I
because Jesus is a friend of mine.
That's not my life.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Hallelujah.
Well, if it pays the bills, you know, no, what are you going to do?
You know, I do my music on my own terms and that's the whole thing. It's like if everybody wants you to make music a certain way, then I'd sound like everybody else. And that's, I'd want to definitely stand out. And I want to be, the thing is I never set out to be a role model, but the emails and messages I get because I'm so openly gay and I'm so confident with who I am and I just put it in your face. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, some people respect that.
Well, you're certainly like unabashed about having, you know, butt sex in your song,
you know. How often do you really get to hear about that?
Let's talk about the video. You had a former guest of ours, Frida-Lay, was in your last video that you made.
Frida-Lay, shout
out.
What
was this video?
Take Your Man.
Take Your Man
is the newest single off the new album,
and
White
you were
Hot.
Eating ass in that video.
I was licking ass.
You were licking
just
it.
Just the
with
cheek,
your long
not the crack.
Tongue.
Not the crack.
And my pussy and my sack. What is that awful song? They used to always
Kaya, My Neck, My Back.
Yeah, always play that in my hometown. In the
She's
gay
a hot
bar.
Mess,
it was
but
like
I love
every
her.
Time I went there, they always had that song going. I was like, this song is so frigging vile. I just couldn't believe it. So what was the process like making that video with Frida?
It was great.
First of all, why Frida?
Frida, I had people in my entourage who actually contacted her on MySpace and were like, hey, do you want to be in a video? And she said, sure. And then it happened. She they got her to come to the video shoot, and I didn't even know she was coming until that day. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know.
Was she drunk when she showed up? Because she does that sometimes.
No, not
she
at all.
She was, like, falling down. Like, had to climb up the stairs to get into the house.
She was a great sport. And,
I'm just kidding.
She was a great sport. And in that sense, you know, a lot of, like, you know, drag, you know, the female impersonators can get a little bit of a diva attitude. But mm-hmm. she came in, and she was willing to do whatever. And
but you were wearing more makeup than she was in the video.
You had a lot of bronzer.
Blame the makeup artist on that.
You had a lot of
what are you
going to
do? It was summer.
And you got, like,
the
two studs in the video. You found them on MySpace?
Yes. Somebody
just,
else.
Like, wrote to
a lot of business on MySpace, huh?
That's how I conduct it. I'm like, hey, you know, I have people going out looking for videos, Craigslist, all that stuff.
So, Johnny D, did you leverage your fame and your taping a music video to get a little tail?
No. I never have to worry about that.
He's lying to
me. I'm not lying. I'm not lying at all.
You don't have to worry about that. Where do you hook up? Do you have a boyfriend?
I do. I do have a boyfriend.
You do have a boyfriend.
He's like listening to this at home, be like, you better answer the right thing, bitch.
I can, Tina.
How long have you been together?
We've been together for 5 years now.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long
Shacked
time.
Shacked up in a condo. Yeah. Wow.
So you met here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he do for work? Is he a musician too?
No, he's not a musician.
Is he a pimp?
That's such a 90s thing to say.
I know.
I mean, I have to say,
like, so 90s.
I mean, do you feel, you know, as a gay musician, do you think seeing other gay musicians or pop musicians coming out of the closet, do you think that's going to change anything? Or I don't think so.
I think, it, like I said, it's all in numbers. I mean, I think nowadays it's becoming a little more frequent than in the days of Melissa Etheridge. And then mm-hmm. you have another, you know, or Katie Lang, which... You know, we have still a lot more to go, but
I think people are trying to work towards that kind of authenticity or truth. And I mean, if it's one of those things, like if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, and mm-hmm. stuff like that, it's a duck. And I think a lot of people are going to know. And certainly, your expectations of privacy are a lot lower. And you're not, there's paparazzi everywhere, and you can have a photo taken, and then that photo is like up on the internet. You know. 5 seconds later.
That comes with the price of doing what you do. You know, you put yourself in the public eye and it's going to...
I got a good piece of a publicity stunt for you.
Okay, what is it?
So what you got to do...
I can always use
Because you have
PR.
A pretty good body. And it's like, you look... You could take a good shirtless photo, couldn't you?
Depending on the day.
So, like, get yourself in really good shape mm-hmm. and get, like, get a nice... You know, all oiled up.
Ooh, oiled up. I can help you with that.
And then take pictures of yourself so without, you know, compromising your nudity.
Your genitals.
Uh-huh. Like, take dirty photos of yourself and then create yourself one of those online hookup profiles. And then get it leaked to the gossip sites.
Oh.
Foster's just waiting for his to show up sometime.
Well, I'm trying to get into shape to actually, you know. But the idea about that would be then people go, gee, you know, Johnny D is surprisingly hot. But the problem, it could work
surprisingly,
against...
Surprisingly? What are you trying to say?
Well, because, you know, you never see you...
Those pictures of Clay on Manhunt. He didn't look so pretty.
You know,
he
Clay, so you gotta get on the get the personal trainer, get the Fatkins diet on, and get into shape like Rocky. And then you take some get the tan. I think we could see like Clay Aiken making a comeback as a sex symbol.
Do you think?
Not with those eyebrows or that iron hair.
Listen, you know, we all could, you know, we're not ones, don't throw stones in glass houses.
It could work, because, you know, if he started working out and stuff like that, but is it time?
Oh, yeah, you know, well, I wanted to say one last thing, is that I think a lot of bloggers and people are feeling very vindicated by this.
Absolutely.
You know, we have on the phone somebody who really feels vindicated, the John Paulus, the man who publicly came out and had DNA evidence of having sex with Clay Aiken, and we have him on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, John Paulus, it's Fausto.
And Mark from the Feast of Fools.
And we got Johnny Dangerous here on the phone, in person.
With us. He's an out gay musician.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Today was a very good day for you, maybe.
No, it wasn't a good day for me. It was a good day for Clay.
But don't you feel vindicated? Because you outed Clay, how many years ago was that now? 2 years ago?
Almost three.
2.5 years ago, you met up with him in a hotel and had unusual sexual practices.
Well, it's not very unusual for a lot of people.
Quarter turns, come on.
Well, it's unusual in the way that you described it, not in the way that, you know, it's just fucking.
Yeah.
But don't you feel a sense of, like, vindication?
No, I don't. You know, I'm really proud of Clay. I think it's great that he came out. You know, we've all experienced that coming out feeling where you feel like you're, that big, tremendous weight has been lifted off your shoulders, and, you know, you're excited, but at the same time, you're scared. And, you know, I'm kind of more thinking about what he's going through and that emotional roller coaster right now. And I think about his, you know, his fans, some of his fan reaction. Some of them, I don't know how well they'll take it. Some of them are still in denial of it.
even after he says he's gay, they're like, he's just saying that because he was forced to by, like, the mafia or something.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's on the cover of the People magazine. It's saying, I'm gay. And one of the Claymates said, well, you know, it could mean that he's happy because he has a child, you know?
What? I'm in denial. Are you kidding me?
They're really...
No, I'm honest. I promise you that it's on the Clayton message board. You know, I just had a thought. It says I'm gay, but, you know, he's holding his child, and that could be, you know, that he's happy.
That's a gay siren in the background.
How deep in denial? That's got to be so deep in denial. I mean, I can't even fathom it. But part of me is a little concerned for some of them, because I think a lot of them, I mean, they're really, really in love with them, and they probably will have their heart broken.
They are going to have their hearts broken. You know, some are already saying, I feel like I've been deceived and lied to. No. You know, I can't trust the man. But a lot of them have to understand, you know, when you're a gay guy and you're working with people like Clive Davis and so forth, they don't want you to come out. They're trying to market you, and you have to listen to what they say. And at the same time, you know, maybe you just wasn't ready to come out. I mean, I lied about it, you know, to get in the military. I lied about it when my mother had asked me when I was a young child. You know, we all lie. And it's, I don't know, it's not necessarily for monetary gain. It's just because we're embarrassed or ashamed or don't know how people will judge us.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think, I mean, probably you're the best person qualified to answer this question other than Clay Aiken himself. Why now?
I think that he has, and I think that he wants to instill those values that are important.
That didn't come through.
Didn't come through. What did you say?
Can you say it again?
Oh, I said, you know, now that he's a father and he has a child, I think he wants to instill those values that are important to him, you know, honesty, integrity, and you can't do that, raise a child to have those values or espouse those values if you're not living them. And I think now family has become more important to him. Anytime anyone has a child, I mean, that becomes your number one priority, and I think his career isn't important to him anymore.
Do you think that anything's going to change in the sense of, like, what kind of music he's going to make or the topics or the themes of his music?
Listen, we're talking about Clay Aiken here. You know, you're not going to find him doing, like, the remixes of Madonna-type music or anything like that. That's just not his style.
Oh, damn.
What kind of reaction have you got? Any personal reaction from any of the fans yourself? Has any of them written to you and say, I'm sorry, I called you, you know, a cocksucker, motherfucker, porn fucker,
a skank,
pig,
skank, gay liar.
You know what, all those, because they were really, really cruel to you and said really some awful things about you. Have you gotten any kind of anything from anybody saying, you know, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I have a lot of fans who have commented to me and who have said to me, you know, you're still lying because Clay didn't do those type of things. He may be gay, but, you know, I still don't trust you. You know, that type of thing.
The Nile is not just a river in Egypt.
So they can accept the fact that he's gay, but they can't accept the fact that he had sex with you. That's or that type of sex.
They would have not had sex with a hot military stud.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So did Clay call? I mean, are you waiting for a phone call from Clay being like, hey, you want to get back together again?
What?
You know, now it's not such a big deal.
Do you think?
No.
No?
I'm not like that. I'm not going to go hooking up with anybody.
It's not about hooking up. It's pursuing. Do you think he's going to pursue like a public sexual relationship? Is he going to be like Portia de Rossi?
Portia de Rossi.
With Ellen.
It's Portia DeGeneres now.
Portia DeGeneres. You know, it's like, who would make, actually, this might be an interesting question for everybody here.
Yeah. Okay.
Who should Clay date? Lance Bass?
Ew.
That may make a good couple. What are you saying, ooh? What is ooh about anybody? They're both attractive, talented men who are successful in their field.
John,
what is so
who would you
about
like to
it?
See Clay date?
Oh, God.
Neil Patrick Harris.
He has a boyfriend. He's had a boyfriend of years,
oh,
Neil
Doogie
Patrick
is
does.
Cute.
But you can always upgrade.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
What is that guy's name? Ben Patrick Johnson, the guy who does the voiceovers.
Oh, he's pretty hot.
Yeah.
He's pretty
that
hot.
That would be nice.
Yeah, he's a little too macho for him, though, isn't he?
For Clay?
Yeah.
Clay likes macho guys.
But do they like that?
He might. I don't think Clay's, he's got a look. You slept with him. You found him attractive.
Yeah, how did that happen? This is what I want
to
know.
Well, you can listen to the interview that we did where we recounted it. They met up on the internet and they met in a hotel room. It's like the story that's been said many times.
And kind of like your claim to fame, part of this was that you saved the DNA. And by DNA, I mean the cum rack. And so
we have to go into that story.
People are wondering why might forget.
Do you still have it?
You know, I'm tired of being known as the gay Monica Lewinsky.
Well, you didn't do anything with a cigar, but...
But you put it out there, though, so now you have to talk about it.
So do you still have the cum rag?
I could use it to, artificially inseminate myself.
Honey, butt babies don't live.
But you know what? You could take it to a sperm bank. I don't think at this point that
it's not viable.
It would be viable. Yeah. But
we don't know now with technology and so forth. You know, you never know when. What is that company called? Genentech or one of those.
Genentech.
You can make a gay dinosaur. Jurassic Park Part 6
with a Claosaurus.
Claosaurus Rex.
With highlights.
No, in all honesty, I'm really proud of him, and I'm happy for him, and I'm happy that he's a baby, and I mean.
Well, you must feel relieved though, too, right? There must be some.
It seems
kind of
like there's a conclusion or closure here.
Well, I have to. I, to be quite honest with you, I really haven't thought about that for myself. I honestly haven't. I'm just really happy for him. You know, I think I got my own closure like a year ago. You know, I've moved, sort of past that. I was upset with him. I think the last time we spoke is when he was going to perform at a church that was anti-gay. You know, I was kind of upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a number of reasons, but. I don't know if maybe in a couple of days I'll feel differently, but
do you still keep in touch with him? Do you still keep
excited for him?
Do you still keep in touch with him?
What's that?
Do you still keep in touch with him?
I don't touch with him. No.
Okay.
Well, best of luck to you, John.
I live like 5 minutes down the road from him.
Well, maybe you should stop over and have some coffee or something.
Have a little house party.
well, he's in New York right now doing Spam Out again. So if anybody's in New York, go see Spamma. He's one of the stars in that show.
So let me ask you, what are you doing these days? Are you still selling real estate?
No, I'm actually doing property management now.
Okay.
The real estate market got kind of tough there for a while. And, it made it doubly tough because a lot of them would Google the agent, Google my name, John Paulson, and say, oh, wait a minute, what is this story about?
I would think the gays would be like, I want him.
I know, really. He's the one who can seal the deal.
I want somebody with skills.
Yeah. And I mean, at the same time, the Claymates would find out where I was working because in North Carolina, your license is parked at whatever agency you're working for, and it's public information.
Mm-hmm.
They would look online, see where I was, and then harass the staff and the people of that company. So, I worked for one real estate company. He was fine with that. It didn't bother him. But like I said, things started slowing down, and I was offered a position doing property management, which I always wanted to do, and I'm happy.
Well, exactly. John, best of luck to you in your real estate career, and best of luck to Clay Aiken, wherever you are. He's both always welcome on the show to talk about this stuff. I want every listener right now to go to iTunes and buy one Clay Aiken song in voice of support,
right.
99 cents. We're going to put a link to it on our website, feastoffools.net, and I want everybody to buy a Clay Aiken song.
Everybody should buy that Christmas song, Mary Did You Know.
Clay, I mean, he has a new album out, and it has some pretty good songs on there, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't suck.
No, it's better than A Thousand Different Ways. So yeah, that would be I'd definitely go out there and buy that.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate you coming on to talk about today's revelations.
Okay, thank you.
You take care. All right, bye bye.
Bye.
baby, hit me with the quickie. In the club by the strobe light. The type of man that's rough, masculine, and aggressive. And if daddy wants some head, believe he's gonna get it. I prefer a chiseled face with some rock hard ass. Strong arms, flex pecs, with a type of a lass. He can throw me in a sling with whips and chains. Him and his hot boys can run a gangbang. The way his dick hangs all down to his knees.
And that is Hot Boy from Johnny Dangerous' album White Hot. It's available through our website, feastoffools.net. And John Paulus lives in North Carolina.
Still in Raleigh.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
In Clay Aiken's hometown. Five
and
minutes away.
Clay Aiken is on Broadway in Spamalot. Go check it out. And, of course, buy one single Clay Aiken song at least in support of Clay Aiken and his new baby. Because you know what? Diapers ain't cheap.
No.
And formula, when you're raising, when you're a single dad... Raising that kid, even on a superstar, pop star salary, it isn't easy. You know, in these days and age.
Whew. I'm sure he feels like he's just got a whole weight off his shoulders, too.
But does his friend and producer, I mean, are they romantically linked?
No,
does he
no.
have a partner
That's a
in
woman.
Any sense?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't
James
know.
Is sort of the nanny or something.
James is the mother
the
of
mama.
The child.
Okay. That's the baby's mama.
But she's also 50, and he's only, what, like 29. So, but the other thing is, so too, is I wonder if he does. He might have, that might be part of the revelation, because we don't know the whole story. All we have is the front cover and part of
well,
the story.
Well, we'll see. You know, maybe he...
Can we call him?
We
Do
don't
have
his phone
number.
Do you have that, Paul? You don't have that? Okay.
I call,
you know, in the good old days, you used to just be able to pick up the white pages in Los Angeles.
And Aiken, please.
Call up Michael, you know, what is it? Anyways, so your song lyrics are pretty obscene.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
You're a dirty boy.
Does your mother listen to your music?
She does. Do you suck cock with that mouth?
She does, but not those songs. She likes the clean. Yeah, she's.
Do you have like clean versions of your dirty songs?
No. I have clean versions of some of like the radio edits or whatever.
Yeah.
And the videos. She knows the videos, and she gets all excited, like, "Oh, I'm curious," and she sings those around the house. But I'll show her. I'll try to show her like the new video, the Take Your Man video, and she's like, "I can't see that," and she walks out of the room. And it's, you know, what do you do?
I know.
But she's still proud. She loves it. She thinks it's great.
Well, that's wonderful.
So you're working on a new video?
My new video just came out. Yeah,
With Frida.
The one with Frida Lay.
Take Your
Man. And the guy's butt. You said the butt. The white guy's butt was bigger than the black guy's butt.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It was like
wow.
But he wouldn't let me take. But he wouldn't let me take off his underwear like the other guy did. So I don't know if it was padded or
what
was
going on.
It might have been. Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. You know.
Now, which one of them had the erection when they got it?
Oh my God!
Why?
I shouldn't have said anything.
Don't talk about these things.
Why do you go on a talk show?
The black guy.
And then before, like in the green room. You're like, well, this and this.
And his nut was sticking out.
His nut. Not a sperm, but his actual testicle.
His left testicle.
You know, I actually know him.
You do?
Well, I mean, because I stalk hot guys in this town.
You do.
And he's a bald blonde guy.
Oh, you're talking about
the one
that
had the erection?
No. He didn't have the erection.
The African American guy had the erection.
The black guy in the bed had the erection when I was... Yeah, grinding on top of
it. So buy Johnny Dangerous' music. Go
White
check
hot.
Out. What's your website?
JohnnyDangerous.net.
.net. Because JohnnyDangerous.com is owned by like a pharmaceutical company.
Or Johnny-Dangerous.com. I had to resort to that.
Oh,
that
the hyphens are always bad.
They tried to charge me $10,000 for the JohnnyDangerous.com, and it's just sitting there parked.
You know, Madonna had to just do terrible things to get by Madonna.com. You know what it is.
I'm sure
so Steven Spielberg, Hollywood heavyweight, and his wife have donated $100,000 to help defeat Proposition 8.
Yay!
Matching what my baby's daddy Brad Pitt gave last week.
I know. Who else is gonna give money?
I don't know. George Takei.
He's like Fausto. I can't even afford.
Fausto. I can't even afford. Well, you know, he's in Heroes now.
He is in Heroes.
He could donate his salary in Heroes to Proposition 8.
I have to say though, I'm a little bored. 2 hours, kind
of
boring.
Yeah, they got to put more George Takei in the show.
I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just going to yank me around and just nothing. It's just not thrilling me.
You know what the problem is?
You were bored by it too.
Well, I look.
What?
I'm a fan of George Takei.
Right.
But I'm not a fan of all these like plot twists and turns. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, like, he's not very much in it.
Right.
And that's just like, you know that William Shatner. I know that George Takei and William Shatner don't talk to each other, but he's not. Even doing a cameo, even like they could dress him up as an alien. He's not in the new Star Trek movie.
Well, thank God.
They should have put him in there.
The only person in there is
he was not invited to be a part of it. And now J.J. Abrams is going back on his word. Mm-hmm. And William Shatner, take it to YouTube like Rosie and tearing him a new a-hole.
Oh, he's yelling because
William Shatner's like, I never got the invitation to be in the movie.
Well, why would he be in it? It's not about him.
Well, he could make a cameo. It's a time traveling thing.
What kind of cameo would they have?
They could play, have him play like Jabba the Hutt or something like that.
You are wrong.
That's Star Wars.
Well, you know what it is. Kumse kumsa.
It's kumsi kumsa.
Kumsi, yes.
And so the other thing is, Spock's going to be in it, though, but that because that has part...
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy is going to be in it.
Because he's a nice guy.
And that has part of, that's part of the plot.
And George Takei's in it. And
George Takei's not in it.
Nichelle Nichols is in it.
She's not in it. Well, none of them are
I'm just,
in it.
I'm hoping that he'll listen to this and get really jealous.
Who?
William Shatner.
Oh.
He'll be like... But actually, William Shatner just launched his YouTube channel this week, and it's really good. He's like talking about the choices he's made in his career with his daughter, and she's like, Dad...
You know, his daughter's there?
Yes, his daughter's the woman who sort of is on camera with her. She's like about our age, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
In her mid-40s.
He had like three wives. He had like three wives. One of them ended up like one of his divorced wives drowned in a pool.
Well, she's very attractive.
And he found the body.
She's very attractive. She's not... He don't fuck ugly. And neither does Johnny Dangerous.
Well, Johnny has a boyfriend.
You don't leverage your celebrity for tail. Why not?
Well, I can't talk about it. But,
yes,
you can.
When I'm out of town,
you're supposed to be. You know. That? Oh, really?
Or catching it at the Ram. Oh, so did I say that?
At the Ram.
What's look at you got some.
This is a vintage. This is my old.
So you got a scorpion.
Yeah.
Oh, which is sort of like he's hairy.
He's a hairy
all
beast,
over, aren't you? You have a hairy back too, don't you?
Yeah. No.
Come on.
And what's on the other? What's on the other arm there?
It's a.
Have a tiger and a Chinese symbol for what?
Scorpion tiger.
But what's the Chinese letter?
Scorpion tiger. I'm so creative. Scorpion.
So yeah, pictures of scorpions and tigers.
But you were born in the year of the tiger.
Exactly.
And you got the eye of the tiger. You got the will to survive.
The
rising up.
No, I do.
From the challenge of this rivals.
You guys are great.
So this is guy that's got a bumper sticker out there, and his neighbors are all pissed off at him and stuff like that. It goes, gay rights? ? And so, gay rights? Under God's law, the only rights gays have is the right to die.
Are you serious?
Yeah, isn't that hysterical?
And I think he has the right to put that on his bumper of his car, but we also have the right to take a
sledgehammer to his car.
Yeah, and break his windows.
Did you guys hear about the sign on the church that marquee or whatever that read, I kissed a girl and I liked it and I'm going to hell?
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
I'm burning in hell or something
yes,
like that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was hysterical.
Well, is that because actually he's been forced to take that bumper sticker off of his car?
Oh, he has?
Yeah, by law. So it's a free speech issue. Yeah. And it's a hate speech issue, you know, sort of inciting violence against gay people. But I have to say, you know, a lot of people feel very comfortable saying very antagonistic, hateful things to gays. Whereas I wouldn't do this, but if any redneck in like, you know, South Carolina put, you know, blacks go to hell or, you know, it's like, the only good black person is a dead black person. So they wouldn't be able to live.
Right. Well, and then that's the big difference too, is people say that, you know, you're black, you are born black, but gay is
it's
a choice.
It's issue, yeah, that it's a choice.
Know? But there's a lot of skin bleaching
But I think the reason
there,
why people you know? Are in the closet about their racism, but the reason a lot of people are in the closet about their racism is because they are... they are smartly so shut up about it, and they're not like proud to be bigots,
right?
And I think like you know when did we lose a war or something?
That's why
are people feel so comfortable in being bigots and assholes to gay people?
I don't know, but that's you know
because we're not as threatening. It's not as
you know what
limp wrist.
They haven't met me.
Exactly.
We can't make a fist because our
we got to start getting violent up in that.
So and Johnny, I'm bringing this up because you know in your lyrics, you're not just sexually aggressive, but you're pretty aggressive. Period. Do you feel like you know? Do you feel that like cost you? Do you feel like gay people are somehow like cowering and not coming across as like you fuck with me, I will fuck you back.
That's exactly. That's the point that I wanted to make in the music, that I was proud and I was confident in who I was. And I wanted to give a sense of empowerment in my music where, you know, it's interesting because the story, a friend of mine, I was at brunch with her the other day and she was telling me, she's like, yeah, this gay guy just started.
You're a real
here.
Gangster, aren't you? Brunch and all.
I never said I was gangster. Johnny Dangerous is far from gangster.
Yo, no, you have to say it like this. dude, like, I was, like, totally, like, living that flop.
You guys are giving the stereotype. Not all rappers are gang. I'm not gangster.
Okay.
Know what I'm trying to say? We're at brunch.
I was doing a glamorous flossy, and I was having brunch with so much champagne. Robin Leach would go.
Yes,
jealous.
I was guzzling on champagne. Some mimosas were definitely coming to
excellent.
The table. So we were, you know, we were talking, and she works for a certain phone company, and she was telling me, she's like, I just started, you know, this guy came in, and he's this gay guy, and we were just talking, and I asked him about Madonna, because I know you're going to the Madonna concert, and I'm like, yeah, and she's like, and then I asked him, do you know Johnny Dangerous? And he said, I hate Johnny Dangerous. And I was like, oh, he's my friend. And the guy said, he's so fucking vulgar. So it's this is what I get from a lot of the gay community, is that I'm so, because of...
Well, you are vulgar.
I'm vulgar. But it's...
Would you like to apologize to anybody?
For your potty.
No. Because if I made the music that everybody wants me to make by toning everything down, then I just end up like everybody else.
You become clean. You can get any kind of radio play.
I get radio play. Dirty as the New Black is clean.
Okay.
It's clean. I make clean records still, but at the same time, it's like... It's if I gave in to what everybody else wants me to do, then I'm just this clone of what everybody else does, and I didn't want to do that. There's nobody else who does what I do to the extent that I do.
Well, is it sort of painful to be on the cutting edge? You get to bleed a little bit.
I get to bleed a little bit. Yeah, because, you know, it comes with the territory, I guess. It's just, I guess it's hard coming from my own people in that sense. Like, when gay people are so turned off by it and think it's disgusting because they think that I'm fitting into the stereotype of whatever, you know.
Do you think it's hard? Do you think gay people are more critical of each other than, say, like, other minorities would be?
Definitely. This is why I have such a hard time in this city, in Chicago, booking gigs and booking shows, because I'm a gay guy who raps.
Yeah.
And so the gay clubs don't want to book me because I rap, and the rap clubs don't want to book me because I'm gay. So it's like I'm floating around like who's going to take it.
Why do you put yourself in a corner like that?
Don't put baby. Nobody put baby in a corner. No, but that's what I mean, though. It's like it's that kind of thing where it's really hard to find a position.
The gay guys don't want to hear rap. Is that what you say?
Well, why don't you do like thinking? A nice cabaret?
The leather daddies love it. The leather daddies love it. And you know, the funny thing is when I do shows now. Oh, I do. I do a lot. Jackhammer helped me get my start in a lot of shows when I first started.
Shout out to Jackhammer.
Randy at Jackhammer and Jimmy.
Yo, yo, yo.
Do you perform down in, the basement?
I performed in the basement many times.
Okay, I'll show you
in that dark little room. No, but or the trough.
In the dark, sexy little rooms.
But surprisingly enough, at a lot of my shows, it's a lot of the straight girls who are like, "Oh my god, your music is so great!" And meanwhile, their boyfriends are like behind them, like this, like
trembling.
Yeah, trembling. You know,
really
shitting bricks a little bit. But
you
the
have
girls
great
love it.
Production values, and your stuff
you.
Is so tight. You know,
Thank
I'm
you.
Like, I load it up on the iPod, and I get onto the treadmill at the gym, and I start getting all thuggish.
Oh God, you are so.
Hey, don't put it out there. So our guest today is Johnny Dangerous. White Hot is his new album.
Yes.
He's dropping it like it's white hot.
Dropping it like it's hot.
White Hot.
White Hot.
And it's available through our website, feastoffools.net.
Yes.
Did you hear the whole CNN walkout thing happen
no,
today?
No, what happened?
So this happened fresh off the press.
Sarah
Palin. Yeah.
Oh.
Who's the you know the mother of my baby's daddy track?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Trig.
Yes. What is his name?
The one you like is Trig.
Trig.
Yes, her youngest.
Short for trigonometry.
I was just gonna say that.
Trigonometry, which he'll never be able to do.
He like, I don't know about trigonometry, but I got a big dick and I can fuck. So Sarah Palin has been not granting it. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What?
Go ahead.
You were like, what? What do you expect? People can rewind and hear what you said.
It's okay. They can rewind.
They're whispering.
He just
says, Trig's the retarded one.
So is he really
gushing about the retarded one? Yes.
I think it's Track is the hot one.
Track's the hot one.
So you made me change my baby's daddy's name.
Yeah. Well,
Trig to Track.
There you go.
Frickin' Frank.
So anyway, so they walked out.
So anyways, CNN, they're Sarah Palin and the McCain campaign. They're blaming McCain, not Sarah Palin. Is not allowing journalists to ask her any questions as they follow her around. And so CNN just got up and walked out.
Well, what's funny is I saw, too, is like they have all these photo opportunities that she's taken. She's like sitting there with Henry Kissinger, you know, who's known for his statesmanship. And
one of the most brilliant minds on a couch.
Yeah. So she's sitting on a couch and then he's sitting on another couch and he's just like looking so disinterested and away from her. And it's funny that like that's the image that they capture. And then they've got her meeting with the guy from Kawasaki. What's his name? From
Guy Kawasaki?
No, from
The Liar.
from Afghanistan.
What?
From the leader from Afghanistan. Do you know his name?
I have no idea.
So I just said it, and so there you go.
My knowledge of international politics is slightly better than Sarah Palin's.
Did you see the picture of her with the bikini and the rifle with her scrunchie?
You know, that's not really her. I have to say,
it? No, it is. It's on Perez. Is her.
Yes. Oh,
okay, there is one. Okay,
I not just with saw her with today.
The
gun.
The one she's like this. She's like that famous photo that Tina Fey imitated on Saturday Night Live is actually of Sarah Palin.
Yeah,
and the red, white, and blue bikini with, yes, the gun. That's photoshopped.
That's really her.
That's her.
It's not a Photoshop job.
Because her kids are even in the background. Yeah. I think
it's photoshopped.
And she admits to it. Well, not Sarah Palin, because Sarah Palin hasn't done any interviews. We don't know. She lives in Cuckoo Land. We don't know.
You know? I don't know either.
She's like, we don't know who Sarah Palin is. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, when you got something to hide, the best place to hide is in the closet.
Ooh.
So Sarah Palin.
Hiding in the closet.
She's hiding. Come out of the closet. The closet.
There's a new anti-Obama ad by McCain done today. And they portray, I think they're really trying to portray, like some people on our community forums, they're trying to portray him as the Antichrist. Because they talk about Barack Obama and they say, born of the Chicago political machine. Born of, who says born of, except like biblical quotations? And the only time I've ever heard that was born of the jackal, when they're describing Damien from what's the movie Damien? The Omen.
The Omen.
From The Omen. And then they have all his supposed cronies that are involved with him, and they try and paint them in this horrible color, but like a lot of them, they don't have anything. Like Mayor Daley, he's like, our Mayor Daley's brother is an advisor to his campaign.
Yeah.
So he's like, advisor and mayor's brother, as though it's like this really bad thing. Like, so it's really funny that they're trying to tie him into like this crazy devil machine.
He's the devil.
And then there was another one, they call him his political godfather, not to be confused with the godfather of soul, and they're like, he's under a cloud of ethics. What does that mean? It doesn't even mean anything.
Well, it's sort of like that Saturday Night Live skit that they had that last weekend, where they're doing all these different ads and they just get progressively worse and worse, and McCain's struggling though. In Florida, he's dropped to 45% approval. I mean, sort of, you know, people are saying they're going to vote, whereas 47 for Obama in a swing state of Florida.
Ooh.
So that's good news.
Wow. How bad are we going to party if that goes down?
Well, we're going to cover it either way in the Andersonville neighborhood on November 4th.
My birthday.
That's your birthday? Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's your birthday?
It's my birthday.
So you're going to be voting.
I urge everyone else out there to vote.
So we're going to be on November 4th out in Andersonville and out in the street interviewing people.
We're going to be at drunken bars.
In many bars in Andersonville, talking to gays and lesbians and what their reaction to the election as it happens. So you'll get to witness that the following day.
I hope there's nothing freaky like with that first election with George Bush.
It's going to be a rough year. You know, Proposition 8 is on the table. Barack Obama is on the table. I really want Barack Obama as our next president. I like how he talks. I think he's intelligent. He's honest. And he's a very wise leader. You know, he comes from Chicago.
So is everybody's beef just the fact that he's inexperienced? Is that what
I don't think he's that inexperienced.
No, but is that what everybody's beef is as far as saying that's the problem?
That's what a lot of it is. Yeah, he's inexperienced or he's got like the wrong plan. He's not the right kind of change.
He's no more or less inexperienced than any of the last 8 years of presidents.
Really?
So, you know, when the bar set low, everything sounds good. But, you know, Barack Obama definitely shines for me as a leader. So, and that's all we have for today.
I want to thank everybody for listening. And please visit our website.
Wait, before you go do that.
Net, make a comment.
Before you
talk
do
about
that.
The show. What?
Before you do that. Yeah. We have to ask Johnny what he wants to leave us with.
Oh, Johnny, what do you want to leave us with?
I want to leave you with the new. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to leave you with Dirty is the New Black.
Why?
Because it's sexy and everybody loves it.
What made you want to write this song?
Because it's so in vogue to be dirty.
I think so.
You think
dirty,
so?
Dirty.
Well, it also hides all the stains.
Exactly.
So if you have a lot of cum stains on your clothes and you're a filthy pig.
Or on the wood grain.
Nobody's
going
to see it.
It's like pig pen and the... Is the
I
new
said
black.
To one girl, she had some stuff on the back of her thing. I said, is that jizz on the back of your sweater? And she kind of laughed. She goes, it might be. And I was like, oh...
That's nice. Sometimes I just take ranch salad dressing and splash it on my clothes before I go out to a bar.
Then just hope everybody notices.
Yeah.
Dirty Johnny. Johnny Dangerous is a dirty, dirty man. I want to remind people, too, to join our Facebook group. We're on Facebook. Look for us, Feast of Fools.
And I'm on LinkedIn as well, linkedin.com. Don't ask me to become your LinkedIn buddy before you join the Feast of Fools group on LinkedIn. Don't ask us to be your Facebook friend if you don't join the Feast of Fools group.
Join the group.
We're on MySpace as well. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That Web 2.0. You know, and also
you're on MySpace too, aren't you?
I'm on MySpace.
You conduct all your business on MySpace.
I do. That's how I meet all my peeps. Mm-hmm. So I get all my models.
A lot of musicians. I'm like, mail at feastoffools.net.
That's right. You can just write to us, and if you want to ask a question, call us at 773-681-3833. Say your name, where you're from, and ask a question that we can actually answer.
The magic eight ball knows all.
And we'll put those questions in a future show. You can ask a question about parenting to my mother, Patricia, or one of psychic nature to Tracy Tyler. Johnny Dangerous, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Johnny.
Hasta la vista, everyone.
Bye-bye. Freak with the top down, you love to be seen like an art exhibit. Even though you're just a nasty exhibitionist, you spark a little flame with your best friend's lover. But you don't give a damn, you sneaky motherfucker. I gotta give credit where credit is due. And goddamn, that dirty number looks hot on you. Dirty is the new black. Freaky is the new black. Kinky is the new black. You can mix and match, cause dirty goes with that. Nasty is the new black. And raunchy is the new black. Dirty is the new black. So get your freak on, show them what to do with that. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty to me. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty to me. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty to me. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty to me. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty to me. Go ahead, babe, talk dirty to me. Now not everybody can wear the color dirty. Some try to be flirty but come across nerdy. This looking for the weak, meek, conservative geeks for the inner freaks. From every ghetto to Wall Street, Caucasians and black kids down to Hispanics. In every profession, even greasy mechanics, attorneys and doctors and clerical workers become the type of freaks to rock leather and serve us. They try a little bondage and S&M, and all of a sudden they got all new friends. No need to go backwards on the blogs and the news blurbs. We started in the city, now we rocking the suburbs. Straight taking over is the name of the game now. They try to hold us down, but we're one and the same now. Release your inner freak, you got it, I can tell. What's wrong with getting dirty if you clean up well? Dirty is the new black. Freaky is the new black. Kinky is the new black. You can mix and match, cause dirty goes with that. Nasty is the new black. And raunchy is the new black. Dirty is the new black. So get your freak on, show them what to do.